You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I was talking to emotions how, in the last hour, how they can reconstruct your whole life and so that you grow up miserable, sick, and never living, but you die, but you have never lived. And you got lots of stuff and money and pleasures and drugs and you can, these things can make you feel better. And even when you're loved, you could be screwed by that love. You could be taken in by that love. Your president pulled you into that. He loved the worst in you. That's the big danger in America today. He loves a lot of people who now depend on his love, his largesse. And who comes from you. Of course, all that money comes from you, but it looks like he's the one that's doing all that, rather than stealing it from you and enabling them, their rotten nature, to be more rotten and to appreciate the person, that the devil that rose to their service, called slavery. So anyway, to discuss the subject of terrorists, can they compel voters? I started out my program with this. Is it possible to swerve loyalties? So let me just go back to Michael Moore. I think he's still around, isn't he? He created a movie called Fahrenheit 9/11 to sway the election using propaganda, teaching, and techniques of the Nazis and the Chinese and the Soviet used upon their own people. He did that. In 1962, Frank Sinatra did this, just the opposite. He made a film called The Manchurian Candidate. It's something you must see. Not the new one, as in colors, no good. This is black and white, 1962, Frank Sinatra. It's something you got to see. It really is, because it's the hypnotic state that they put these soldiers into that, in, when they were captured. And they programmed him to kill the president or the person who was going to become president. So the other one who was a communist would take his place right away. See? And that would be the what they call the person who isn't the president, but the vice president. That's right. So the vice president would have stepped in. And he was programmed to kill the president at a certain moment. But he didn't know it. He didn't know it. They programmed him and his team using drug hypnosis and things like that, and then let him free with strange ideas about what was when it really wasn't. And they made him sort of, they gave him medals and all kinds of things for something that really didn't happen. And the whole team, all the soldiers had the same problem, except one is beginning to see something's wrong. But the people, the Manchurian candidate was, if I remember it correctly, he was a lieutenant or something in charge of all the other soldiers. All felt the problems, but he was the one that was going to shoot and to do as he's told. And there's a telephone. And anyways, you got to see it. You got to see it because it's absolutely beautiful. Can you watch it on YouTube? That's great. It's very nice. Yes, it is Frank Sinatra, Ventura. You just got to see this over and over again. So it showed Americans how, through brainwashing, it's possible to subvert the electoral process. It was John F. Kennedy's favorite film. A remake of this magnificent film was in works at the time. Don't go that one, it's in color. It's rotten. It's an attempt to disgrace it. It was just really bad. It's the same name. The one you want is Frank Sinatra. I'll give you an example. The train bombing... Huh? Oh, okay, I was going to tell you about the train bombing in Madrid. as an example of mass mind manipulation. I'll do that after the break, okay? Don't go away. 800-866-8883. We'll be right back. 800-866-8883, and the other one, the office number is 800-877-3227. Hope you can get that, we'll give it to you later on.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, like it or not, we're all living in a hypnotic state. And I was just, you know, opening the program just a little while ago and talking about the Manchurian Candidate, how wonderful, what a marvelous revelation that is. But the whole idea is of this program, but I would like your call, if you don't mind, 800-866-8883. I'm looking for intelligent life on this planet and people wanting to inquire. I want to share with you, if you just become inquisitive enough, I can show you your hypnotic state. I can get you out of it because you don't even know you're in it. And I may not be able to hypnotize you, but somebody does, maybe your girlfriend. It's as simple as that. I may not be able to do it, but she can. There's always somebody that can do this. Or it's sensitive to something. And when you're sensitive to something, it opens the door and turns you into an animal, just a little bit at a time. Okay, so but how you hypnotize people on a grand scale is demonstrated by the train bombing in Madrid. It was, God knows, 10 years ago, maybe longer than that, but I never forgot it. And it is a dramatic example of mass mind manipulation through psychopolitical subversion. Capitalizing on a climate of anxiety and shock, the Socialist Opposition Party literally hypnotized the Spanish people to turn against their own government. In other words, you have to know what happened. They put some explosive on a train, and God knows how many people were killed. It was shocking. And they made a big thing of it. And exploiting the highlighted, heightening anxiety of the masses. The political opposition seized the moment to blame the government. Shock. First of all, the shock. Then you have the heightened anxiety of the masses. And you do that, and when you highly enlighten and create anxiety by such a thing, a huge number of people, not all, but a huge number of people become addicted to that which did it. It doesn't have to know what it is and who it was. Because they know how to control you, which was to, they give you what they want, they give you the target. It was the government they had which was good. So capitalizing on a climate of anxiety, the Socialist Opposition Party literally hypnotized the Spanish people to turn against their government. Now, exploiting the heightened anxiety, as I was saying, of the masses, the political opposition seized the moment to blame the government, which was decent. Terrified into a state of high suggestibility, the traumatized Spanish people bought the lie and elected the Manchurian candidate, and they never know what hit them. Since the socialists and the terrorists share a common goal, one wanted to be in power and the other wanted them to be in power. Why? Perhaps for different reason, to destroy the West. There may have been a collusion there. Who knows? But it was by both of these people who could benefit from the turning against a good government. So everything is backwards. So you must not underestimate the conversion shock value of another 9/11 multiplied by 100 that could stress the Americans into sympathy with the devil, the terrorist cause. Domestic enemies so aligned wait for that moment likewise to point the finger of blame. The maxim of Karl Marx, accuse others of what you do, really does work. I got a wife and she has a little bad memory. You know, she's okay, but she has a bad memory. And when I bring it to attention, I get to be blamed for what she did. And you can't overcome that. You have to learn to overcome the effect it has on you. And then possibly that good effect, which me not reacting, makes her feel uncomfortable, which is important for her to see what she wouldn't have been seeing if I was angry as well. It goes backwards and forwards. So therefore we have a divorce, but there is no divorce. I've been there 64 years. See? And so things, it took a little while. You can't force people. I don't want to force my own wife to accept God. I don't want to force it. You can't. Don't. It's not something you force. It's something that you'll be patient with. So being married is a good thing because you have to wait a long time for silly things that your husband or wife does. It's good. It's good exercise. It's a benefit if you deal with it properly. And sooner or later, you'll lose them, and then you lost what you shouldn't have. But you're okay with it. But so it works for you that way. And if they become a better person and love you for it, then that works too. So everything works for you. If you understand that, so see that, you see what I'm saying is, under duress, we all grow more suggestible. Understand the principles of this game, and we will all survive. Stand firm, patiently endure. Do not be intimidated into being resentful for any reason whatsoever. Then come what it may, your Judeo-Christian values will preserve your freedom. Well known to all con men and psychopoliticians is the fact that any severe emotional trauma tends to open the mind to suggestions from and through the shock source, no matter how absurd those suggestions might be. Hatred towards a cruel and violent person will often create a bond of morbid sympathy with them, especially when their madness represents itself as salvation and sanity. You could see it rises to the occasion and say, you're okay the way you are, we love you. That's what the Obama does. He rises to the occasion of the worst in human beings. He's got a big army going there. You don't even know that's going on, do you? Okay. He just let out prison 64,000 murderers and thieves and liars and God knows what. With an excuse that, you know, there's no room for them. No, he's going to use them and deputize them. You see, he's built tanks with rubber. Instead of, you know, having those, I can't explain it, but they have wheels instead of what those tractor devices have. You know, the ones that look like the one you have on a farm, okay? So, let me see. So, America, hatred towards cruel and violent people create that morbid sympathy, especially when the madness represents itself as salvation and sanity. In other words, I could upset you and then make you feel guilty and love you and put my arms around you and love you and nurture what I just planted. Bingo. It's done. And the love, and the, so that the love, the kindness, is as bad as what made you upset. It nurtures it and says, you're okay, what I just did to you. See? So, America fought World War II on two fronts, against demoralized multitudes. And through group excitement and hateful propaganda, evil men appear to be living in glorious life. Likewise, traumas in your own childhood may have affected you more than you care to realize. And other people can see that in your behavior, and they can sort of opt in, if you know what I mean by opting in, getting in. I tell you the story about my wife when I first met her. And she's sitting in the car with me for the first time. So you just sit there. And she has a headache, and I says, I can take that away. What I did was hypnotize her. I didn't take nothing to it. But I was able to tell her all the names of her grandpas and brothers and sisters and things. She said, how do you know that? I said, you didn't remember it? I don't remember how you know this. She did not see what she was telling me. She did not know I had power. And I why did I marry her? Yes, because I see that there was a good person in there. There still is. It's taken 64 years to overcome her childhood. And it's only because being married gives a woman a chance over the man, where the average lady who listens to this program and is not my wife can be more volunteerish to my suggestions, whereby a wife is obligated to do the right thing. So there's a conflict between obligation and the hypnotic pull, because the hypnotic pull would be with anybody that was able to stroke that part of her mind to go along, to get along. So when you have a wife or a husband, it's going to be you're going to have to take a lot of nonsense and not able to defeat their confusion. Let them have it. Don't react to it. That is my suggestion. Don't overreact to it. That is all you need. Not overreact. You become better and better and better, and they get more and more frustrated. If they drop dead or run away, you haven't lost anything. But if it goes the other way, because you're holding up something good all the time, and that's all it takes to dehypnotize. There's no such thing as dehypnotizing. It's who you are. So when they come in contact, when you come in contact with my voice, it's who I am. It's a lot different from what the voice you're listening to you're in your heads and the more voices you're listening to all the experts. It's different. Isn't it not true? Okay. So, let me see. So what we call mental illness is the result of one or more of these emotional... My wife's sitting there laughing and grinning. She said she's listening to me to talking about it. You like it? Okay. She sits outside listening to my program. Go sit down because you're getting... Okay. Okay. So, you listen. So, what we call mental illness is the result of one or more of those emotional traumas every day, phasing into a condition one after another, similar to that small animal fascinated by the look of a serpent. So you can't get your eyes off of that person, and you cannot stop being affected by them. So you could have two kinds of people. One of them is a bully, and you react, and you're a slave. You go if you give in. And once you give in, you can't stop. Or you can rebel. and be really angrier than the person that's using you. And they react to you, and then you become the poison to them. But it's always poison, isn't it? And then it can change, and pretty soon you're yelling at each other and poisoning each other with emotions. So your conversion always could make you loyal and loving to the wrong people. And we'll talk more about this when we come back. Oh, you got another caller, don't we? Okay, let's take our caller. All right, let me think. Maybe I should make a little commercial here, if you don't mind. And Louise can hold on, please, just a little bit. She's going to say hello to me, and I think it's going to be a nice conversation. I do, using this time. I'm asking you, do you get upset? Yes. That's enough. Do you have anxiety? It's because you're being upset. And then you're being upset with your anxiety. That's worse. Anytime you're angry at anything that's wrong with you, it's just wrong with you. Never mind how you got it from somebody else. Just having an anxiety attack makes you angry. And if you hit your nail, your thumbnail, instead of the real nail, and you get angry at the hammer, the hammer's not a person, but it still is the energy. Energy, the dark side lives off that energy. So it could be you hit your finger, something goes wrong, and you get angry. You have to have a reason to get angry. Oh, it's really stupid. After a while, you're angry and don't know you're angry. It's producing all kinds of problems that you're angry about or you give in to, like drugs and alcohol, because it's rising from through the occasion of the pain that anger has created. And then you embrace it, whatever it is, and so all it does is encourages you to be more angry. The more angry you get, the more the pain. And the more drugs you take, the better it feels. So the worse you get, the better you feel, because the relief is much better when you get worse. Do you understand that? I'm not sure I said that right. In other words, it's only a small pain to begin with. And then you relieve it. But you actually are just excusing it. You haven't understood the cause of it. It's the anger, resentment, judgment, whatever it is. Whatever that is, and it makes you, give you some kind of pain, anxiety, then if it rises to the occasion of your need, it takes the pain away as if it was tantamount to redemption. Otherwise, it's from the dark side of the force, through stuff. I didn't say you can have stuff. It can't rise through stuff. And so the worse you get, the better the pleasure, the bigger the pleasure. The bigger the pleasure is, but that's the excuse for the problem. So you unconsciously enjoy being angry to get worse because you look forward to the bigger pleasure. You are in deep doo-doo. Get it? Now we're going to go to my website, fhu.com. What's there is free. And if you want to take a person not to my website, there's a place called, on the web, called antidoteforall.com, antidote. It's an antidote. It's an antidote to your sickness. It will help you stop all that stuff and get you to start to see it. And the light will shine on it and the problem goes away. Your anxiety disappears. You don't need any medicine. Some of you will get it just like that. Some of you will take some time, because it takes a little while for you to hear and understand. Jesus said, they he spoke to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, especially the Sadducees, who didn't want to hear anything. He says, you are whitewashed tombs and dead men's bones. He says there's some sort of cussing equivalent. He says, you hear, but you don't understand. You hear noise. Hear my speaking noise, and it's just noise, 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 noise. What is he talking about? That's it. That may sound right, but you see, you know, you like me, but I don't care whether you like me or not. I want you to like where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming, not just me. Where it's coming from. I want to deal a death blow to what's coming through you by my very presence. I know I stick my neck out for these things. But anyway, we're going to take my call now. Have we got a few more minutes? Yes, we do. So let me just give you my phone number. We are kind of open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But the number is, whether you get an operator who's, they're pretty good, by the way, whether you get the people that work us with for us or serve your save your life, they're in my office from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Fridays. But the number is the same, as you can call any time and engage a telephone operator who understands some of these things to some degree. But you can just give them your whatever you want, and you can use your credit cards if you want to, and they're all bonded, and everything's going to be fine. But go to my website, where there's nothing on it, to take a friend. Otherwise, say, oh, that's that Roy Masters. Okay. So just they won't know who this is, because all it is just a little circle, a little background, and you press the button on the screen. Put the earphones on, and you'll have either a big enemy or a friend. It's nice to know the difference. See, it comes to the surface. Either I love you or hate you more. And that be as it will be. 800-877-3227. Now, what I was reading to you just now is not up on the web. I do recommend you go to booklets. See, and then there are booklets and pamphlets. I think just for $5 or something. Some of them are, one of them, I think it's The War of the Worlds. It's 70 pages, but that would just be one, that unusual. Usually from 10 to 15 to 25 pages. And you can just download them and then read them. I would advise you, though, to try the book, my books. I've got about 13 books up there. And you just pick anyone. Just pick one, how your mind can keep you well. Cure stress. That was how your mind can keep you well. We changed the title, but it didn't help much. Your mind can keep you well. It's not really that your mind will keep you well. It's something that makes your mind well, because something has to make your mind well. Your mind can't keep you well. You have to have a well mind. And you can't get that in school. And you can't get that in church. I tell you, it can't happen. There's too many varieties of whatever be still is. See, and there's only one answer. There's only one answer to religion, is to cross the border, to be still and know. Okay, we'll be right back. Ever heard of Maurice Chevalier? Louise. Every little breeze seems to whisper to Louise. I got a Louise on the phone. That's my bad.
Oh,
that's my
memory.
Yes. Hello, Louise. How you doing?
Hi. I just wanted to say hello and just say hello. I contact you through email.
And
I know I've given you a bad time sometimes.
Oh, dear.
I give myself a bad time sometimes, too. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello, Roy.
Well, what can I do for you? It's nice to for you to
you're
call,
not,
but
you're not coming through very clear.
How's that? Is that better? Is that better?
A little bit.
Okay. So what can I do for you? Anything I could be of service?
Well, you know, I don't think, you know, it's a very funny thing with me. I can't ask for help. I go through whatever I have to go through, and that's always been my way, and it's always, and I've had some miracles in my walk, and I feel out of place. If I ask, you know, if I, it's like I'm not trusting God.
Yes, I understand that. It makes a lot of sense.
It's
very, 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 very interesting.
Yeah.
You see that for yourself.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's why I can't. I don't ask for help. I just go through all the pain that I have to go through. And I'm going through a lot of pain. I'm 93. I'm no chicken.
Oh, you're that, Louise. Yes.
Yes. I'm that, Louise. I'm the pain in the neck.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you.
I respond to you.
We have little discussions, but always listen to what your writing is. Always very interesting. It's amazing, being 93, that you have such skill in your typewriting.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting everything you're saying.
Well,
I mean,
just,
I don't hear it too clearly. So,
is it on my end or your ears, one of the two?
No, my ears are okay, I think.
Okay.
I do have a little...
I'm sitting on the microphone.
Huh?
I'm so close to the microphone, I can't get any closer without eating it.
Oh, if it got any closer, you might kiss me.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
But you do have a young voice. A younger voice.
Well, I feel young. I think young. I'm not old. In fact, I'm so much into politics and things like that. It keeps my mind going on track. Normally, I don't have anybody to talk to. My kids are always busy. They're a very busy family here. So I live in a trailer behind their house. And I'm alone all the time. Sometimes it gets hard.
Well, then you have to pick up the phone and call me and ask me some questions. Maybe I can help you, you know, a little further than you are now. We're both getting towards paradise, aren't we? I'm 88. And I'm all there. I shall hope to be there always. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So what we call mental illness, to continue my thoughts, is the result of one or more of those emotional traumas phasing into a condition similar of that a small animal fascinated by the look of a serpent. That's what it sounds like. It's what you are attracted like that. Your conversation could make you loyal, loving, and perhaps just the opposite, sullen. But even as mean, and become mean as the ones you hate. So no matter how quiet you are, under the quietness and genteelness, if there's such a word, is a lot of anger. A terrorist unconsciously justified in doing to your own kind what your parents did to you. In other words, even as quiet as you are, there's a quiet person has lots and lots of fears and angers that you could read them. See, I read behavior. So I do better if I can see you. What I'm getting is just a voice. But that voice in some people, and I said I'm looking for intelligent life on this planet. And every now and then I get a very interesting caller. And they become so interesting because as they vent, confess to a person like myself, you know, just like the Catholic confession, except it's kind of cut and dried, you know. So you're on the side of the window and I'm on the other side, and I'm listening to your confessions, and responding to those questions in a way that enlighten you, and not give you three Hail Marys and say you're forgiven. It's much deeper than that. So I want you to consider, if you're a Catholic and you have a problem, why don't you tell me what it is? But just tell me a little bit about it. And then I will talk with you in such a way as to unravel some things you would not have otherwise have said, which I know is hidden in there. It is wonderful to have callers that like to chat and don't mind admitting certain things about themselves. Because the secret of help is, let's say there was a gentleman that called the other night, and what was it, a week ago? He had a really terrible problem, really, very bad, but he's getting better. Then he says, I got to say this one thing. When I was a little boy, I masturbated a lot, and all my life, I'm 70 years old now, I'm still messing, I don't know how to overcome that. I know it's perverse, I know it is. I don't know what it is. I said, you've been beaten, haven't you? Yes, he says, when you're a very young child. Yes, he was a veteran. And listen to me, about 30, 40 years ago, and I forget how long was it, Vietnam, how long ago was that? And he got better and better. But this time, he actually expressed himself. He said, look, I got it. It's a bit embarrassing and say this on the radio. He said, that's what happened. I said, let me tell you a little secret. Stress and cruelty or temptation, put them in that level, temptation. Cruelty, especially cruelty to a child, awakens the senses. Sin awakened the five senses of Adam. He saw he was naked. What the hell did he see? Whoa, I never saw that before, if I can say it with a little smile on my face. He was awakened. The sensuality is awakened. It's got to be put to sleep, in a manner of speaking. We have to transcend those things. We have to go through them, yes, but we have to transcend. And Eve, Adam, your wife, Eve, then in your fading years, can walk off into the sunrise or sunset, whatever you want to say it in a poetic way. But he said, so I said to him, don't worry about that. The reason, there's something you need to know will relieve you. It is well known to experts, so much as they are expert in this subject, that a child beaten is caused to awaken the senses. And at 5 years old, he will have a sexual erection. And the pleasure of playing with himself is the only love. See, that he can know. And that was what was wrong with him all these years. He got messed up, went to Vietnam, acquitted himself wonderfully as a human being, troubled in that one thing. And when he heard me say this, that a child beaten will have his senses awakened at the anger, see, injustice, awakens is the sin that awakens the temptation. It awakens the senses. And the minute you heard that, he says, now I can just let it go now because it wasn't my fault. It wasn't, it never was. You always have to look at what destroyed you when you were a little boy, a little girl, or when you later in life, when you will have intuitive, and you, your teacher did it, or the kids did it, and teased you. It set in motion all the misery that you have, and perhaps you will forget all that. It may come back every now and then, but come back tangled with what is happening every day, making you worse and worse and worse. And there's only one thing, only that one situation where we arrive back at that, and that those memories will come up. And with him, that was the very last thing he needed to hear. And now he's 70 years old and is free as a word, as a bird. So we got to the core. And usually it does start with parents, I'm sorry to say. Especially the kind of parents that several generations of schooling have produced. Sorry about that. 1-800-866-8883. Let's see. Let me see what I have here on my screen here. I said, but when you're angry, you have a conversion, and it could make you loyal, loving, and perhaps opposite, even as mean as those you hated. A terrorist, for example, unconsciously justified in doing to your own kind what was your parents did to you. You'll find that whatever it is that's wrong with you, the tendency is to suppress it or take it out on somebody. And what better place can you take your frustration out is on your children. So you can be impatient with your kids and be okay with it because you're doing to them what was done to you. And you can beat your kids and they can't complain, can they? And you'd be surprised how cruel most of you are. Yesterday, I had a gentleman call me. He was over 51. And I had to be strong with him. If you were listening yesterday, he had a homosexual voice, if you know what I mean. I said, how long have you been there? He's got schizophrenia, he's got bipolar, he's taking 70 medicines every day. I said, your mother's got inside you. How's your mother? She says, oh, she's wonderful. She gives me all kinds of things and she loves me. And she's paying for my problems. I said, well, you know what you need to do? You need to say to your mother, knock it off, mother. Back away. Stop treating me like I'm a child. See, because he's a 51 or 59-year-old man. And he's broken. He's got every mental sickness in the book. I said, you're part a woman. You're no longer a man. You're part man, part woman. And I would say to you, tell your mother, back away, Mum. You've done enough for me. And then we had a nice conversation. But there was something good in that man that called. He may never call me again. I'm trying to say that our problems usually begin at our home. And I want to end the program this hour by mentioning again, where does all the misery and suffering come from? I mean, where does it originate? It is Eve. Now, I'm not going to blame women. This is what women need to understand, that I'm not criticizing them. There's something in a woman that needs to have the hell. I have to find some word to say it because you'll misunderstand me, but I have to use the word that is on my tongue. My mother used to say, what's on my lung is on my tongue. And so the women, how can I say it? They are, what's that lady? Typhoid Mary. Ever heard of that word, Typhoid Mary? They were looking for one lady who carried typhoid, but she didn't have it herself. And they were looking for that person, and she had, without knowing, killed God knows hundreds of thousands of people by being in contact with them, and not knowing that she was carrying this thing called typhoid. I don't even know what it is. You don't see much of it anymore. You don't hear typhoid discussed, but it was a killer. I don't know how they got rid of it. I'm sorry. But I do remember it. She carried it. Eve, your wife, your girlfriend, carries a dis-ease. In other words, they cannot help but to be difficult and to challenge you, gentlemen. What is she doing that for? Can you understand why women do that? But they can't help it. They want something from you that you cannot give them. Okay, are you ready for this? Now, all the misery and suffering in the world comes through women. Whoops! I'm not against women. I've got a daughter and I've got a wife. She just came in here a few minutes ago. I was talking about her. She was so happy. Now I was talking about her and our relationships. And she actually is understanding it at last. We've been married for 64 years. It's been difficult. Yes, that's a good thing for me. If you have a wife that's difficult, sir, be patient. That's what she wants you to be. That's what number one. Patience is a virtue. Impatience is just the opposite. So what your wife is looking for is authority. Listen carefully, and don't misunderstand me. Men must look what Adam lost. Whoops. Woman is born of man. She's the extension of him, to say it in a more appropriate way. Woman came out of man. Right now, men come out of women. And you say, well, that's how, you know, what's that mean? And then it goes on to say, because you've done this thing, so shall a man leave his mother and father and be bonded to his wife as one flesh. That's upside down. And that's the problem. That's the something you have to overcome. You have to become patient, strong. You have to find what Adam lost. And then you have a voice that she will listen to. And it says, put the fruit down, put the nonsense down, Eve. And that's happiness. That's what happiness is. Did we have a break here? Because I heard music. Is it right now? So I was slowed down purposely because I thought that it was the case. Let me say it again when I come back.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I've got about 7 minutes to excuse myself from bringing women up this way. But women are Eves. And men born of women are born to a woman, subject to the woman. All men are the extension of a woman. She gives you birth. There's something about that which, if not understood, will destroy both of you. And that is this. It's really spiritual. Back to the Bible. What is missing to a man when he's born of woman is the influence of her presence, her Eve disease. There's something about women that are powerful, more powerful than the man that conceive. And the day they get born, the mother presides over the kids for the most part. And there's the illusion that women can love more than men, and therefore children are given to the women, and therefore the political representative sits on the doorstep of women, encouraging them to be Eves and to upset, to boss, to get away with things that under normal conditions where socialism wasn't around, where men can stop to be men, because when a man speaks up to a woman, to a wife, the political aspect of this gives her more power than the man. So do you understand what I'm saying here? It's not easy to say because I'm looking at the clock. What a woman needs is to have the, looking for the words. It's a pandemic. There's something about a woman that overcomes a man because she will give him a sense of worth that he is seeking, because Adam, men, lost that contact. So the whole thing, instead of, you can't have women coming out of men. You can only have men coming out of women. But the experience of being born naturally to a woman is not as natural as you think. There's something to that. Of course that we do need to have sex, and but the point is, the day you're born to a woman, the day you're born, if the man has abused the woman, if the man has looked for a sense of worth from her love, he is like dead in the water. He will die a miserable death. He'll run looking for another woman to see if the love is there. Damned if he gets it, damned if he doesn't. Frustration will drive him angry and get drunk and take drugs and God knows what. Dying in suppressing the feelings of anger and frustration because damned if he gets the love and damned if he doesn't, he's not fulfilled and he's subject to the woman even when she's when a man is beating a woman to pieces. You think that he is getting his way. No. The woman is actually emboldening his wickedness, so he becomes more wicked, so she can't possibly listen to him, but she will keep giving until she gets murdered or he picks up a knife and kills him. You've heard of those things. I tell you, it's all true to varying degrees in all of you. Men, you need to stand up to the women, but you cannot do this because Roy Master says so. You can only do this if you can recognize that your weakness for a woman is coming, that the sense of worth, which is worthless, is coming up through her, to which you give yourself to that. What you need to do is not look for her love, but look for God's love first. Do not get married until you found it. Or if you are married, you need to apologize for your wife for not being a man and wanting something from mama, which is called sex. And not look to be pleased, not look to be loved, but to do the loving. And what that love is not to look to her for a sense of worth, for salvation, for pleasure. You be as matter of fact person. Just be. Then there's courses sex, and multiplying as you should be. But the key is to find your manhood, which is based in what Adam lost to Eve and gave her the power. And the dark side took over her, and she needs to be saved from that. And where does she look? She looks to a husband that came, a man that came from a woman. That man is always subject to the woman. Always. And trouble is in the air. It never goes away. And it passes on to the generations. The women always influence the children. Now, so if the husband is angry, the women get the children. If the husband is weak and feeble and looking for approval, the women get power. If they hate the woman, if a man hates his mother, her mother gets into him just as much. There's got to be inside you, in the household, God's nature inside you. Go to if you want to overcome your problem, gentlemen, you have to find authority. The word of authority is coming through you, not from you. Not a bully, not a coward. Something unusual takes place. Your children, everything will be better if you understand, and you have to understand it. Use the meditation called 7-minute meditation, gentlemen, ladies too, and then you'll have the strength not to need the love of a woman. Then experience the love of a man from God, that God's acting through. Okay, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you.